Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mavi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Over the weekend, Cal Poly Humboldt officials announced a hard campus closure through May 10th following continued pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Dozens of students remained on campus as police presence increased. Here's President of Students for a Democratic Society, Rick Toledo, speaking with KRCR News.
The current demands from the students are, one, to disclose any ties with Israel and to divest from those ties, whether they be academic or financial. Another is to call for a ceasefire with the current genocide in Gaza. And another is to ensure that the students who have been involved in this protest don't face any serious academic charges.
In addition to those demands, the Humboldt chapter of the California Faculty Association is calling for the university president, Tom Jackson, to resign over his handling of the protests. Worker advocates are applauding a new federal rule that will make millions more people eligible for overtime pay. But in California, those protections are already stronger, as KQED's labor correspondent Farida Chavala-Romero reports.
The U.S. Department of Labor says it's unacceptable that some lower-paid salaried employees don't get additional pay when they work long hours. So they're raising the annual pay threshold under which an employer has to pay time and a half. In July, it'll be about $44,000 a year for administrative, executive, or professional work. And in January, nearly $59,000. Jessica Luman is the wage and hour administrator for the U.S. Department of Labor.
We want to make sure that they are getting all of the protections that they should be getting.
Business groups fought the rule change, as they did when the Obama administration tried something similar. They sued, and some expect they may do so again. But California's threshold has been higher than the federal one for years. It's now about $66,000 per year. For the California Report, I'm Farida Chavala-Romero.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
As the climate crisis changes California's landscape, the ecosystems in the state parks up and down California are threatened. At one point, the people in charge of those parks were just preserving the land. But now they're trying to save the land from climate-driven collapse. KCRW's Kaylee Wells reports.
Claire Schlotterbeck reveres Chino Hills State Park. Cares for it like a child, she says. As she slowly drives us into the valley, she recalls one hot August night here 20 years ago.
Something just called me to the park. That's the only way I can describe it.
She sat at an overlook off the main road.
Then a really big great horned owl came and flew, and he stayed about 15 feet above me on the right and just hovered there. And then this stream of owls came up and over the crest of the overlook. 75 owls. I mean, just, they just kept coming. I I had no idea that they even did that. It was amazing. It was a moment of grace that was given to me by the park.
She has given 40 years of her life to this place. She's the executive director of Hills for Everyone, which is devoted to preserving the Puente Chino Hills. A lot has changed since she helped establish Chino Hills State Park in 1981.
Now there's 18 million people on the other side of the ridgelines.
Plus noisy freeways, a couple airports. But inside the park, right where L.A., Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties all meet, you can't see or hear any of those people, just rolling green grassy hills. It's the kind of quiet that makes your ears ring. This is just one of California's 280 state parks. As the climate changes, some of them are threatened by sea level rise and coastal erosion. Others face unprecedented flooding and deepening drought and more severe heat. The problems are almost as diverse as the 2,100 unique plants and animals that you can find only in California. Talk about high stakes. The climate threat here? Wildfire.
In 2008, 95% of the state park burned then. And then again in 2020.
Nearly two-thirds of the park burned again. The fires used to be decades apart. Now they're coming too fast.
It's burning so frequently that a lot of the native plants don't have an opportunity to mature enough to grow seeds.
So now protecting the state park isn't just about buying up more land. It's fixing the climate-driven problems inside its borders. The state park system knows climate change is a problem. They've even got a job now called Climate Resilience Program Manager. The person doing it is Emily Doyle.
The expertise is there, and it really is time now to just switch from planning to implementation.
But the money's not there to make that switch. Rachel Norton is executive director of the California State Parks Foundation.
For example, there is an estimate of a $1.2 billion backlog in just maintaining current resources.
Meaning there's money to, say, repair a flooded road the old-fashioned way, but not the money to study a new way to stop the road from flooding as sea levels rise. The problem is overwhelming. And yet, despite all that, they're trying anyway. Norton says she knows the stakes of her work.
You know, I was born and raised in California, and I have incredible memories about what this place was. It has changed. It is different than it was when I was a child, but it's still offering, you know, amazing experiences in the outdoors.
The climate crisis has irreversibly changed so much of California's landscape. But a visit to one of our state parks offers plenty of proof that there is so much land and life left to save. For the California Report, I'm Kaylee Wells in Chino Hills.
And that is the California Report for Monday, April 29th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. The James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as, like, the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out The Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on The Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get The Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!